We're on the Nun Beza when I look at the bottom. Om Rav Yitzchok, Yitzchok Shal Adam is Gabra Lo B'chol Yom. Person's Yitzchahara gets stronger every day. Shemar, Rak Rak Kol Hayom. Rashi, Rak Rak Kol Hayom. Kol Hayom Raso Metosefes. It increases daily. Om Rav Shimon Lakish, Yitzchok Shal Adam is Gabra Lo B'chol Yom. Mevakish Lahamitza. Some have the gears of Mischadish Olov. Mischaber and Mischadish. It's a new Yitzchahara every day. And it's a stronger Yetzirah. The more a person fights the Yetzirah, so the Yetzirah has to find new ways of getting it. Om Rav Shimon Lakish, Yitzchok Shal Adam is Gabra B'chol Yom, Mevakish Lahamiso. Shenemar Tzofer Rosho V'Tzadik, Mevakish Lahamiso. The goal of the Yetzirah is to kill you, meaning basically kill you in Olam Haba. V'ilmol HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'ozer Lo Eino Yocholon. It wouldn't be for Siyata Deshma, you couldn't overpower the Yetzirah. And even though Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Meira Shemayim, if you make the initial start, that's what it says, Pischuli Pesach Kichulu Shalmachat Habolatayir Mesayin Lo, if you make the initial effort, then the Rabbanu Shalom helps you too. Shenemra Hashem Lo Yazdenu B'Yado V'Lo Yashienu B'Yishofto Tomid Rebbe Shmuel Impoga B'Cho Menuvel Zeh. If the Yetzer Hara, what's it called, tries to incite you, then Moshechehu LeBeis HaMedrash, drag him into the Beis Medrash. Pashup Shad is, you learn Torah because Torah is a tavlin for the Yetzer Hara. But some say that just stam learning Torah is not going to help because other rabbi, the Torah will bring you to Gaiva or whatever. So you have to go into the Beis Medrash with him because then the people in the Beis Medrash will give you Musr or whatever. The Vilna Gaon says Moshechehu LeBeis HaMedrash means use the Yetzer Hara in the Beis Medrash. Tell him, look, I'll listen to you. I'll learn Torah Shalom Lishma. I mean, Torah Shalom Lishma, Bo Lishma, but that's giving into the Yetzer Hara by learning Torah Shalom Lishma. Another pshat is that if the Yetzer Hara tries to incite you and tell you that something is a mitzvah when it's really an avera, so he says, look, let's go to the Beis Medrash and ask a shaila and see if it's really a mitzvah or not. Okay. So, im evin hu, once you get to the Beis Medrash, if the Yetzer Hara is like an oven, then the muach, it will, liquefy it. In barzel, hu mispotzeitz. And if it's like iron, so it'll, blow it up, right? Crumble it up into pieces. Im evin hu ni muach desiv hoi kol tzomei l'chulamayim. Uksiv avonim shochakumayim. Water can erode stone. So they say that stone is a symbol of one kind of Yetzer Hara, which is cold. A person becomes cold and sensitive to doing mitzvahs. And in Barzel, that's where a person is hot to do averus. So in Barzel, who mispotzeitz, d'chsiv halo kol devorai ke'esh, Torah is fire, it can extinguish the fire of the Yetzer Hara. Nu mashem, ukepateish yifotzeitz sela. So here's mashma, pashup shad is that this hammer can, crumble the stone. But it's mashma that the Yetzer Hara is the stone, which is getting, in other places, mashma that the stone is destroying the hammer. Right? Kipatish yifotze sela. Just like a hammer can be destroyed by the sela, can be broken up. Tosu explains where the marshal is, that the stone can break the hammer. It's talking about like a diamond that can break a metal. And the other way around is also that sometimes the hammer breaks the stone. Okay. And we have different mishalim. Sometimes the hammer and the stone are compared to Torah. It's just like a hammer and a stone. The hammer can break the stone to many parts. Torah has many different pshatim in it. So it's compared to Torah. Here it's compared to the Yetzer Hara. It's all different. Different mishalim. It's not, it's a drash. Drash doesn't have to fit the pashut pshat. Pashut pshat can be many different pshatim in a drash. Rashi. Lo yasdenu biyado basrei ksiv. It's the end of that pasuk. Menuvel ze yetzer hara. The yetzer hara wants to get you, then go to the Beis Medrash. L'chu l'mayim. Nimshva Torah l'mayim. Ksiv avonim shachakumayim. Says that, water can erode stone. Fire can melt iron. Behind him is potzeit, shani tzotzos nitzim imenu. His potzeit explodes into sparks. Okay. Amar of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar of Yonason, Yetzer hara misiso l'adam b'lo mazel, meir lo b'lo mabo. The Yetzer hara is the satan, right? He's there to incite you to Avera. And he's the aid, l'olam haba. He's also the, what's it called, the malach hamavis. He's the one who gives aidus against you in the next world. Shenemar mefanek minoar avdo v'achriso yem monon. He tries to be mefanek you when you're young, in other words, to make you do the Avera. And then in the end, he's monon. Shekein be'etbach sherebchia korin l'sada monon. Aidus and monon are interchangeable in a certain kind of gematria where you exchange what's it called, every seventh letter. See, and the Rashi explains it. Rashi. Avdo Yitzhara hu avdo shel adam. Shimrotza harayu masra biyado shenem raviyata tim shel bo. Where is this? We didn't have this. Ah, yeah, the pasuk. Right, Avdo. Mifanik minor Avdo. Avdo is Yitzhahara. Okay. Be'et Bach, Alpha Beitahu. It's a kind of gematria. Aleph Tes, Beis Ches, Gimel Zayin, Dalet Vav, Hari Asirios. What you do is you combine all the letters that make 10. So Aleph is interchanged with Tes, Beis is interchanged with Ches, Gimel with Zayin, Dalet with Vav, and those are all the Asirios. The only ones that don't have a partner is Hay, and in the hundreds, Nun. Yud Sadik, Kaf Pei, Lamed Ayin, Mem Samech, Hari Meos. Right? Then you combine the ones that make 100. Kuf Tzadik, Resh Pei, Shin Nun, Tav Samech, Hari Alofin. Right? Because the final letters are, what's it called, are not hundreds. 900, and what's it called, in 100, and 200, and 800, 300, and the Nun Sofis, is what's it called, is 700, and the Samech is 600. Okay, that makes a thousand. The Nishara, what letters are left out? Hey, Nun, and Chav. Shelo hoyo lehei ben zug basirios. The hey has nothing to interchange it with in making tens. It's two heys. Velo le Nun ben zug b'meos, and Nun has no partner in interchanging it for something else when making hundreds. The Fisedra osios. Velo le Chav ben zug ba'alofin. Because Chav Sofis is 500. So 500 has no partner because it's the same letter. The Chibram Yachad, Nimtza Derech Aleph Bezeh, Sa'adon Monon. How? Samach min is what's it called? Mem b'makom mem. No, 1 second. The Samach interchanges with the... Right, the mem, okay. Okay, so that's what's it called. Okay, hey, min hey nun, b'mokum nun. The hey is what's it called, interchange with the nun. Because those are the ones that the ones that are left over are paired together. Dalis min dalit vav, b'mokum vav. Dalit becomes a vav. The vav becomes a dalet. The od hey b'makom nun, and the hey is interchanged with the nun, so it comes out to be monon. Comes out to be edus. Okay. Sahada comes out to be sahada. Okay, not edus, but sahada. Samach hey dalet hey. Right. Okay, which is edus. Rav Huna Rami, Ksiv Ki Ruach Zanunim Hitev, says the Yetzirah just fools you and tries to push you from the outside. Ksiv Bekirba, and then it says that the Yetzirah is inside. Betchila Haytoim, in the beginning the Yetzirah is external, just tries to distort, push you, fool you. Well, the soul Bekirba, and in the end it becomes internalized. Omar Rava, Betchila Koru Helech, Ulvasov Koru Oreach, Ulvasov Koru Ish. When the Navi came to David to tell him that he did the chait with Bathsheba, so he gave him a marshal. with a rich man who had a guest come to him, and he didn't want to use up any of his sheep, so he took away the poor man's only sheep. So in the beginning it said the guest was called a Helech. Somebody was traveling. Then it called him an Oreach, and in the end they called him Ish. Shenemar vayovo Helech le'isha asher, vayachmo lakachas mitzalno mibkoro lasos l'Oreach, uksi vayikachas kivsa so Ish harosh vayas vayaseho le'ish habo ilov. So three times refers to this guest in three different ways. So what's it called? In the beginning, the Yetzer Hara is like a traveler. Afterwards, he becomes a guest, and afterwards, he becomes the master, the Ish. Rashi. Helech. Hiton, Hitem, Tos, Bialma. Stop. Mistake that from the outside pushes you to make a mistake. The kirba mashman natua belivam. After that, it becomes internalized in your heart. Helech over derech, a traveler. All of. The enom is achsinimo. Not that he's going to stay there. Oreach achsinai. Oreach already stays. And ish balabais. The ish becomes the balabais himself. Vayovo helech bedovir basheva koi. Dekomer lei novi ledovir al yitzar hora haboilov. Okay. Omer Reb Yochanan. Ever kotten yesh lo lo'odah. Marivo sova masbio rov. Simple, but many Rishon learn, talking about the Aver of Tashmish, that if a person indulges in his taiva for Tashmish, Rav Tosus brings down Marbe Tashmish B'yom V'Laila, so it makes him more hungry. The more you give in, the more hungry you get. And the more that you abstain, the more satisfied you are. Shenemar, Kimarisam V'Yisbar. Other Rishon learn talk about eating. The more you indulge in eating, the more you get an appetite. And the less you indulge, you eat less, you have less of an appetite. And Rashi learns what's another way. Rashi here says what it means is if you indulge in your taiva, then it makes you weaker when you're in your old age. And if you don't indulge in it, it makes you stronger in your old age. Rashi, Eivor Kotten, Gvia Gid, Eivor Atashmish, Masbio Batashmish, if you indulge, Roev gufo chaser koach v'roev leizikna. When you get old, you'll be weak. Saveya b'koach sholim. But if you don't indulge, you abstain, it'll keep your strength for when you get old. And again, Rashi in Sanhedrin says what the most Rishonim say, it means on the spot, right? The more that you indulge, the more hungry you are for it, and the less you indulge, the less hungry. Omer Rav Chana Bar Acha, Amrei Beirav, Arbo Mischaret Aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebrom. The four things that the Ribbono Shel Olam has regret that he created them. Ve'eluhen, Golus, Kazdim, V'Yishmaelim, V'Yetzahara. Golus, the Bavloyim, the Yishmaelim, and the Yetzahara. It doesn't mean the Ribbono Shel Olam regrets he shouldn't have created it. What he means is he had to create it because it was necessary. But since there's harm that comes from it too, aside from what the Ribbono Shel Olam intended, the good from it, but people have Bechira, so they use it for the bad. So he regrets the fact that he had to create this and that the bad comes from it and people use their Bechira the wrong way, that bad has to come from it. Golus Tichsiv, so where do you see that? The Atomali Ponu Mashem Kilokach Amichina. The Rebbe Shimon Zif is complaining, what am I doing here now in Golus, because that's what's it called? They took my nation for nothing. Kazdim, the Bavloim Tichsiv, Hein Eretz Kazdim, Zeha'om Lohoya. As if better shouldn't have been. Yishmoelim dechsiv, Yishloyu oalim v'sholidim, ubetuchos l'margize el, v'asher hedi aloha biyadam. So it's referring to the Yishmoelim, it says, what's it called? Margize el. It upsets the Rabbanu Shalom that there's Yishmoelim in the world. You can understand that. Yetzer hara dechsiv, v'asher hare osi. Right? That I did this bad thing, but I'm the one who caused you to have this Yetzer hara. Rashi, Golus Shehiglus Israel. Lo Hoya Eino Kedai. Better he shouldn't have been. Balavai Lo Hoya. Ohalim L'Sholdedim Elu Arvoyim Hashoftim Boalim. These are the Arabs that are nomads. The Midboros Veroy Nikne Kol Yemehem. The Chsiv Seifid Dikroav Asher Hevi Kolomer Hu Atzmo Gorim Lo Hargazoso Shevim Baolam. The Rav Hashem caused his anger on them because he brought them into the world. Malipo, Zui Harata. What am I doing here? Means that so he regrets it. Vasher Hariosi, Reisha Likra, Osvo Hatzolo, Vahanidocha, Akabza, Vasher Hariosi, Ani Barosi is Yitzhar Hara, Hamachtiyam, the Garamti Lehem Kozos. The Rosh Hashanah is complaining as if that he created the Yitzhar Hara and caused all these Chatoim. Omra Biochani, Mole Sholosh Mikros Halolun, Ismotetu Raglem Sholosh Shonem Shof. Wouldn't be these three psukim, then Rishoyim would not have anything to stand on. Chadichsi Vasher Hariosi. The Rabban Shom takes the blame. I gave him the Yetzer Hara, so he's to blame. It takes a little bit of the blame away from the Rosh. The Chadichsiv, Hine Kachomer B'yad HaYotzer, Keinateh. The Rabban Shom, if he wanted to, could form you any way he wanted. He could have made you a tzaddik. So you, with your Bechira, became a Rosh, but Lamaisa, you have a little bit of a pine on the Rabban Shom, why don't you make me better? The Rav Shem has the power to take away the Lev Ha'Evin, so the Rosh can say, why don't you do it? Why don't you help me? Rashi. Shlosha Mikros Ha'Me'idim Shavonos V'Aschuyos B'Yado V'Tochen Ha'Levavos. That in the final analysis, the Rav Shem has the power, even though Akol B'Dei Shemayim, Chutz Mi'ir Shemayim, the Rav Shem has the power, if he wants, to, what's it called, to make a person do what's right. Rapapa Omar at mehai nomi. Another pasuk. Yes, ruchi etein bechirvachem. The end. See, the Rav Shlom is going to put his spirit into people, and they'll do what's right. If I yoremi Hashem arba charoshim, the Rav Shlom showed me four masters, four builders. Man nihu arba charoshim. Who are these builders or umnim, professionals? Omar Avchana bar Bizno, Omar Rav Shimon Chasida, Mashiach ben David. The four builder, master builders are, I think, the, what's it called, the, what's the name of them, the Masons use this as a basis for their master builders, you know, the Masons, I guess, okay, so they use this this thing, the four master builders are part of Masonry. Who are they? Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu, and Kohen Tzedek. Kohen Tzedek is Shem ben Noach. Rashi, Haroshim Umnim, professionals, professional builders. Mashichim Shnehem Haroshim Levinyan Beis HaMikdash. The two Mashichim are going to build the Beis HaMikdash. Mashma here is that there's a stira whether the Beis HaMikdash will be built before Mashiach comes or by Mashiach. So it could be that it'll start to be built by Mashiach ben Yosef before Mashiach comes. And it'll be completed by Mashiach ben David. Eliyahu Chorash Evin Shabonim Mizbeach Bar HaKarmel. Eliyahu was a master builder. He built the Mizbeach and Har HaKarmel. And Eliyahu is going to come back in the future. And the Kohen Tzedek, Hushem ben Noach. The Nikra Chorish, the Yechazik Chorish et Soreh. The Bereshis Rabbah, the Forish Lava Malchi Tzedek. Shabal Likras Avram Uborcho Vechizko. Is Mechazik Avram Avinu. The Koro Chorish, Hashem Binyan HaTeva. Shabal Nimavit. He was a master builder. He helped his father build the Teva. So those are the four master builders. And the Sfarim say that each one, the Ribbono Shel Olam, needed a builder to build what four nations or four tkufas destroyed. And they're connected to the four yesodos of the world. Earth, water, fire, and wind. Air. So the Mabul was with the water. And Sodom and Amorah was with fire. And the what's it called, Dor HaFlaga was with wind. That the Ribbono Shel Olam scattered them. And what was Ofer, what's left? And Mitzrayim was water. Once I know, the Mabul, Dor HaMabul was water. Can't be, that's pretty clear. So what was the Mitzrim? The Mitzrim were... Mitzrim or what? We're missing the earth. Where's the earth? Stam of the, what's it called? Stam of the wind. Now, the wind was what made the yam, what's it called, come. So, what? No, the wind was how the Mitzrim got theirs, right? Because the Ravon Shem brought a strong wind and split the sea. And the, what's it called, the Mabul was water, and the Dor HaFlaga was earth. And what's it called? And Sodom was fire. Can I get that with these four? Mashiach ben David, it says, is going to kill people with his breath. Mashiach ben Yosef is compared to a flame. is fire. Eliyahu was with water, with the Tal and the Geshem. And Malkitzedek was, what's it called, was with the earth. He got from Avram Avinu, the Koach, to kill people with the earth. Like it said by Avram Avinu, the earth that he used was turned into arrows. Okay. So these are the builders connected what was destroyed with those other four things, and they all correspond to the four elements. Rav Sheshes, Ihochi Hainu Dixi, Moshe Rav Sheshes, Ihochi Hainu Dixi, Vayomre Elai Eila Hakronos, Asher Zeru Es Yehuda, right? Honi L'shuva Asu. Maisa, Rav Sheshes asked, how can you say that? At the end of the Pasuk over here says, these are the horns that scattered the Jewish people. They're good people, Mashiach, whatever. They're not the people who scattered them. Just the opposite. These are the people who burned back. Amar leish feel the safety of the Kron. Now look at the end of the pasuk. Vayavo eile lahachrid osam liyados es kronos hagoyim anosim keren el eretz Yehuda lezerusa. These are the four people who come to scare the ones that put them into galus. Amar leish b'hadichan v'ba'agavit olam ali. So Rav Sheshes said, I can't start off with Chana when it comes to Agada. He knows better than me. Okay, v'hoyuze shalom ashur ki yavo v'yartzenu v'chiyidro v'aminosenu v'ikamnu olav shiva roim u'shmonen sichei odom. Right, it says, what's it called, when there'll be shalom. And then the Rabbanishim will bring seven roim and eight nesichei odom, eight choshev people. That'll come at the time of Mashiach, I guess, or Tchias HaMesim, Maninu, Shiva Roim. Who are these seven Roim that the Rebbeinu Shlomo will bring around by Tchias HaMesim? David Ben, so David's in the middle. And before him, before, what's it called, the Mabul, Adam Shesim Mesushelach, Miamino, Avram Yaakov, and Moshe. And Avram Yaakov and Moshe from after the Mabul. And Yitzchak, it says, was, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Yitzchak went to what's it called to be Malamed Tzchus on Klal Yisrael, so he wasn't around at that time. So Yitzchok is left out. Bismolo, right? Bismolo. Man Inu Shimon and Sichei Adam. Who are the eight and Sichei Adam? Yishai, Shaul, Ushmuel, Amos, Tzvanya, and Sidkia, Moshiach, and Eliyahu. Why Dafka these? I don't know. Rashi. Eila Hakronos Asher Zeru Basrei Ksiv. Right after this in the pasuk, it says these are the horns that scattered Klal Yisrael. So can't be talking about these four great people. So Achana said, "No, Shvil the Seifi Dikra." Look at the end of the pasuk. The Eila Hakronos Vayovu Eila LaHachri Nosam. That these four that are mentioned were there to scare the people who scattered us. Sofa pasuk Ochia Shetfila. So Enu Medaber BeCharoshim Ela BeUmos. Shekshol Hanavi is Hamalach. Ma Elu Acharoshim, Omar Lo Elu Akronos, Kolomar Umos Halalu Asher Zeru Es Yehuda, Vayavo Elu Acharoshim, Lahachrid Osam Akronos, Liyados Es Kronos Hagoyim, to take away the horn, the strength of the goy. Shvil Hashbil Asmachol Etachdis Hamikro L'Sofa. Go to the, Shvil always means go down to the bottom of the pasuk. Omer Rav Sheshes Bahadi Chana Bagadat Olamali Mali Etzlo Bahagada. I can't compete with him when it comes to Agada. Bakiu Bahagada Mimeni Below Uchalop Shiva Roim Ushmon Nesichim Lo Yodati Bahem Tam. So Rashi agrees with me. Now what's it called? I don't know. He doesn't know those either. Why Dafka these people? Kidem Meduma Li Damrinim Biamla The Yitzchak Mehechen Ozel. So Rashi says, where did Yitzchak go? Lahatzul Bona Medina Shal Gehenim. He went to save Klal Yisrael Medina Shal Gehenim. So he wasn't around. Kedesiv kiato avinu. That's Gemara in Shabbos. Almost utzvanya min anevim hoyu. I don't know why Rashi had to tell me that, but what's it called? I guess he shouldn't think it's some other almost or tzvanya, because maybe it's not, because if it's Nevi'im, then why can't it be all the Nevi'im? So Rashi says, don't make a mistake. It's taka those almost and tzvanya, and why these and not the others? He doesn't know. Odom sheistim usu shelech min atzadikim shoyu kodem amabu. Again, these are the famous Odom sheistim usu shelech. Shalochatu ad dor enosh, because till dor enosh they didn't sin. The chesiv oz hu chalikro b'shem Hashem. Mesushelach, even though he came after enosh, tzadik gomer hoya. Ki arminim b'chelek, shivas yomim shenitlu l'dor ha-mabul, hen yamei evlo shom Mesushelach. The Ravonshom postponed the mabul for 7 days because he was hoping that they would be maspid Mesushelach and do tshuva. Okay. What? Yeah, but he also did tshuva. But the sin of Avodah Zorah, they didn't have. The Avodah Zorah didn't start till Dorian.
Why are these three less than the left and these in the right? Should be the other way.
Oh, why?
More
no, but you start from the right to the left, and the Mabul, before the Mabul was before. It's going in timeline. He's in the middle of it. And the other ones are what's it called? The to the right of him, meaning before him, and to the left of him after. Okay, Arba Sulamos. Tana gova shel menorah 50 amma. Every menorah was 50 amas high. The arba yaladim shel pirchei kahuna b'yadeim kadeshem shel me'ev yestrim luk. And there were four kids with pitchers with 120 lug in them. Iboyalu. Me'ev yestrim luk hulu. Right? Each, the total was 120 lug. 30 lug per pitcher. Or, dilma l'chokha, every pitcher had 120 lug in it. How much would that be? How much is a lug in our say in the thing there, how much a lug is?
600 cc's?
Okay, so that's a lug. So 1 second, so that's what? That's what, like half a liter. So half a liter, so 120 lugin is 60 liters. Good to guys, okay. V'toshma, b'yideim kadesh shemen, shol shloshim luk. Bryce, it says each one was 30 luk. So that's only 15 liters. Shem kula me'ev eshim luk. Total of the four was 120. Tana v'heim eshubachim ho'yoser mibnosho marta bas baitas. They could carry more, still heavy, carry, what's it called, 15 liters, right? And they were stronger than the son of Marta Bas Baitis. Omram Venosho Marta Bas Baitis, Shayanotl Steyerecho Shal Shor HaGadol. During the time they said Mikdash, you should take two thighs of a big ox, Shalakuach the Elev Zuz, the ox cost 1,000 Zuz, big ox, Umahalach Ekeb Etzad Godol, and he would walk toe to heel, like they do at graduation, right? Velo Inichu Echov HaKohanim Lassos came. And his fellow Kohanim wouldn't let him do it. Mishum Barov Am Hadrasmel. They didn't want him to take everything for himself. More better to spread around. There should be more people around. So they didn't let him do it, but he could do it. He could. He wanted to show how strong he was. My Mishubachim. Why were they better? Ilema Mishum Yukra Hani Akiru Tvei. Right, 15 liters is not as heavy as two gigantic back legs of a gigantic short. And the Hashem Kevesh and Maruba, below Zokiv. Hachas Sulamas, the Zokiv Duva. No, there he went up an incline which wasn't so steep. Here they had to climb up ladders with it. That's harder to do. Even though it was less weight, but it was much more difficult to carry that weight straight up a ladder. Rashi, the Hein Mishubacher, Lekulhu, La'arvos, Hayalavim, Davi Shloshim, Lecholcha Echad. Maybe the 120 is the total from all four. And that's 30 each. V'hei mishubachim, v'dover zehayu mishubachim, v'kocham yosim v'dosho marta. These young Kohanim were stronger than the son of Marta Bas Baitis. V'dosho Marta Bas Baitis, Kohen hoy. He was a Kohen. Her husband, obviously, was a Kohen. She was from the richest people in Yerushalayim. The Gemara in Gittin says later she became poor and she had to go around looking for food in the dung of donkeys. Eke b'tzad godel, Holichem bekevesh benachas ekev regel echod b'tzad godol shel chaverta. The derech nosei mosri lo roots. People carrying something heavy, they run. They don't walk slowly, toe to heel. And many rishonim hold, you don't have to walk toe to heel on the kevesh. You just can't take psiagasa. Some hold it on the kevesh, you can even walk psiagasa. Right? Kohanim can't walk, you know, what's it called, the big steps. That's only on the mizbeach itself, but not on the kevesh. So some hold taka that on the kevesh you have to walk toe to heel. So they didn't do it because they had to, according to those other Rishonim. They did it because they wanted to show how strong they were. So they took their time, and it wasn't a burden to them. They didn't let them take more than their share, and they let it be split up amongst 24 different people. If the more people are involved, the better it is. So why were these Kohanim better than the son of Marta Bas Baitis? Because of how heavy it was, his was heavier. Hani Akiru Tvesh, Dei Rechos Ke'elu, Kvedos Mishloshim Lug, they're heavier than 30 Lug. Kevesh Mer Umaruba, HaKevesh Haya Mishapea Bishipua Orech Korv Arba Amal Shipua Lechol Ama Gova. The incline of the Kevesh was for every Amma you went up, you had to go four Ammas to get that Amma up. So it was a very shallow incline. It was 32 Ammas long, but Tishla Gova for 9 high. So basically, every four Ammas you went up an Amma, approximately.